chairman, friends, I have a very difficult task today. First, as everybody in this room, I am moved by what was said, and maybe more, but what remained unsaid, but we all feel in our hearts. I am here at the request of the Minister of Finance, Pinchas Sapir, that wanted very much to be with you tonight, but went on another mission to Chicago to meet with the community there, and from there on goes to South America to meet with the leaders of the South American communities from all countries there. I can just tell on my own behalf that the times that we are passing now are the most crucial times, probably, that we face, and that Pinchas said, it's not 48 and not 56. We think we are determined, we are sure that this won't be a masala. And even when you hear the discussions in the United Nations and read the papers, and sometimes get the feeling that you are alone sitting in this room, I know we are not alone. Because we are together with you. Herr Friedman made an announcement about the Israel Emergency Fund. He said there are no goals, there are no targets. There is one goal, I would say, to assist as much as you can Israel in its struggle. But just to give us dimension of what we need, according to our economy, according to our estimates, the optimists are putting the figure at about $600 million. If there is no war, the pessimists think it's closer to $1 billion. It's the direct cost and the indirect damage to our economy. The loss of tourism and the loss of exports. And the setback of what we have worked hard for the 11 years since signing. We will take our share. And now sitting here, I'm sure that you will also take upon your shoulders your part and fulfill your responsibility. I was asked to advise you about the position of the government of Israel regarding the Israel Emergency Fund and all the other fundraising organizations and the Israel Bond Organization. The Prime Minister of Israel has announced that the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal has full primacy to provide in free dollars the assistance that Israel so urgently requires to meet vital human needs. Prime Minister has called upon all Israeli social and educational institutions to urge their American friends and supporters to stop forthwith all special fundraising for their institutions and to give complete and unlimited support to Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal. The Minister of Finance, in his speech yesterday before the executives of the Council, has reiterated this primacy above all forms of aid. And as you have heard from Mr. Friedman, all institutions, not only Hadassah and the labor movement and the Histadrut campaign, but also universities, and Weizmann Institute, and all other organizations have stopped, indeed, all their emergency fundraising operations, and all are putting at your disposal their members and officers, and I'm sure you will make best use of it. In addition to the largest possible gifts people can contribute to the Israel Emergency Fund of the United Jewish Appeal, Israel is calling upon its friends to invest in the State of Israel bonds and has asked the Israel bond organizations to intensify its efforts. The United Jewish Appeal and Israel bond organization, after long deliberations and discussions that we have in the last few days, have agreed to coordinate their actions fully in keeping with the above statements of the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance. In order to achieve the results essential to Israel and its people, the United Jewish Appeal, the Welfare Fund, and the Israel Bonds Organization will have to mobilize their manpower and resources for the most intensive and rapid activity of their history. I know that not everything seems so clear and simple, but we say to you clearly, first, get the gift, get the free money for the kind of expenses we have to cover. We can't commit very much to already very heavily indebted State of Israel. But we need more than maybe you can raise to give. Therefore, the State of Israel bonds have to go on with their sales and investments. And there are many possibilities, and there are many avenues, but we left just the two vehicles to operate. The first one, the gifts. The second, the bonds. We believe that through cooperation, we can avoid all the friction and discussions in all the places. We know, as you know, that in some places there are already joint campaigns. I know that among the officers and the leaders of the Israel Bond Organization are people that are willing to cooperate and work for you. And I am sure you will also be ready to work for bonds if necessary. The leadership of the three organizations that we have discussed with them the problems are in full agreement that this can be done and this should be done. You just read and heard that the government in Israel has been enlarged. We have in Israel achieved what the hour had required, the unity from wall to wall. Every party is today represented in the government. we believe and we hope that you people too will unite in this one effort to help in this. Thank you very much.